beside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Well, good afternoon, welcome. Yes, it is Monday, June the 11th, start of another financial week. This is The Flip Side, Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net. You know, on Friday I mentioned that respect is something that takes years to earn. But the quirky thing about respect is you can lose it in a flash, just like that. That respect that you built up over so many years, in just one blinding second, you can lose it all. And no question, the results of the Belmont Stakes on Saturday proved that point. Here was a horse, Curlin, on the cusp of becoming, in the rarefied air of equines, a super horse. And he lost to a girl. He will forever be remembered as, oh yeah, that horse Curlin. He was a great horse, but he lost to a girl. Anyway, there was no crying on Wall Street today as the Dow Jones Industrial Averages almost couldn't get that out. Couldn't even irk out a single half point gain. Closed at 13,424. A little nervousness on Wall Street. NASDAQ finished down a point at 2,572. S&P 500 was higher by about a point and a half at 1,509. Gold, well, everybody thinks that Friday was a little overdone, and they proved their point today. Gold closed in New York up $9.20 at $655.30. Silver up 24 cents at 1327. Platinum up 10 bucks at 1,298. Palladium up a buck at 375. Currently in Asian trading, everything's in the red. Gold off $2 at 654.30. Silver off 2 pennies at 1324. Platinum off 3 bucks, sitting at 1300 even. Palladium off 2 bucks at 373. Crude oil was kind of all over the place today, ended down by 2 cents on the day at $65.95. Good news, gas at the pumps is cheaper by a whole nickel. Well, solve all those problems, right? U.S. dollar, although up stronger in early session, closed pretty much unchanged. U.S. dollar index at 82.71. When we return, we'll tell you what happened in the gold market today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks.
Welcome back to the flip side on this Monday. I was devastated by the result of the Belmont on Saturday. Got beaten by a girl. You know what it's akin to? For those of you who don't follow thoroughbred horse racing, what happened on Saturday would be like the Arizona women's softball team beating the New York Yankees in the World Series. He got beaten by a girl. Anyway, back to gold. What happened in the gold markets today? While the gold market didn't hold on to all of its gains today, the magnitude of the bounce we saw today gave off the impression of something more than just simply short covering. As was suggested in the mid-season coverage, the rally in gold was accompanied by a broad-based physical commodity wave of higher prices that seemed to add to the bullish mix. And with the dollar giving back its earlier gains and then actually going negative just ahead of the metals close, it is possible that the gold market was seeing some fresh speculative buying from the currency markets. According to John Nadler of the Kitco Bullion Dealers, he said gold prices managed to climb back from the abyss. Sentiment continues to be skittish as conditions are not there for a full reversal. However, oversold indicators gave some brave souls a chance to make a buck playing on the long side today. James Moore of the Bullion Desk said that bargain hunting and good physical demand has lifted gold. Weakness was seen across the metal sector Friday, with the precious metals bearing the brunt as fund players cut their positions in search of better returns from equity and treasury products, Moore concluded. Another trader said, this week is likely to be pivotal for midterm direction, particularly with the market heading towards the summer months where traditionally liquidity thins and physical demand slows. Well, that's good to know. The silver market managed to claw its way back above the 1325 level, also managed to rise above the 200-day moving average of $13.19. And with a number of physical commodity markets showing broad-based fund buying interest during the session and the July silver contract rising back above the 200-day moving average, the press and trade were anticipating increased fund buying activity, with the U.S. equity market countervailing part of the negative macroeconomic sentiment from last week, and the other metals markets, such as platinum and copper, managing distant rallies. It would seem like a number of fundamentals in silver have shifted back into the bull camp today. No kidding. Wonder why this is happening. Well, we are at a strange time of the year. It is a time when, as correctly forecast, we are coming into the summer season, which historically has always been a slow season for gold sales, as everything slows down in the summer months. But then again, we can always expect something to come along unexpected, such as, say, bombing Iran, which Joe Lieberman pushed forward that proposition this weekend, stating that, Iran's responsible for killing Americans. Therefore, we should bomb Iran. Which Joe Lieberman is just echoing the Zionist philosophy of getting rid of its political opposition by killing them. I mean, that's their philosophy. I mean, these people, I mean, you've got to understand, this whole thing is so mindless and senseless when you think about it. Because the position that these politicians are advocating is one simply of the only way that we can be safe from the boogeyman is if we kill everybody who wants to harm us, irrespective of some of the people that get caught up in the killing fields happen to be innocents. Who cares? That's what's called American foreign policy, which was on display this weekend as the president went flitting around Europe after the G8 meeting. Didn't get too much attention at the G8 meeting. He looked like, the crazy ant in the basement that nobody wanted to talk to amongst the G8 members. Nothing of import happened at the G8 summit except more money for African debt relief, which, just so you know, there's no money for African debt relief. I mean, it sounds nice. Politicians can talk about forgiving African debt, but it doesn't happen like that. It's a scam of epic proportion where there's a handful of people who make a large amount of money with debt relief for African countries. And no money goes to the African countries except to the despots and dictators who control said countries. There are things called vulture funds. I don't know if you've heard about vulture funds. Vulture funds are a new phenomenon that came about when people started wanting to give debt relief to poor, impoverished African countries. And what they do is they buy these debts that were originally loaned to these third world countries, these vulture funds. They buy the debts on pennies on the dollar. For instance, the big one, big case going on now is with Zambia, who had a $40 million loan that it was given that it reneged on. And so a vulture fund bought the debt obligation for a paltry $3 million. The president of Zambia then proceeded to spend $1 million of that dollars buying himself new shirts and shoes and suits. Yes, spend $1 million in a store somewhere in Europe. And then what they do is then they, when governments obviously come up with these grandiose plans of saving the poor and the impoverished peoples of Africa, before any money can go there, they've got to offset and they've got to pay off these debt obligation notes, which, as we said, these vulture funds, they bought the one in Zambia for $3 million, and now they're demanding $170 million in payment, which is the size of the original loan. So it's all a scam, and it means absolutely nothing, and and Bono from U2 running around. Now he says he's going to spend $30 million to try and convince the current crop of presidential hopefuls that relieving debt in Africa should be a priority, plus saving the poor people of Darfur. Message to Bono. Shut up and sing. The president went visiting other, well, we used to call them communist countries, where he got particularly good rays from the peoples of Albania. Now, this I find rather interesting. And a lot of people don't understand world geography, let alone being able to tell anybody where Kosovo or even Serbia is on a map. Yeah, same way they can't find, they wouldn't even know where Iraq is on a map. As a matter of fact, a geography test about a year ago found that 65% of Americans in junior high school couldn't even point out where New Orleans was on the maps. Anyway, so on Sunday, Bush appears in Albania, where a street has been named after him, and he was awarded the Order of the National Flag. This is the highest decoration granted to foreigners by Albania. The people were cheering because Bush had signed on to a UN scheme to dismember a sovereign state. And, well, he has to get he's got to get his training in. He's obviously working on dissolving another sovereign state called the United States. So it's always best to try it in a smaller country first, see how it works. Now, Serbia, in this UN scheme, is to hand over its province of Kosovo to the Albanian nationalists and, wait for it, Muslim separatists. Don't you find it interesting? They're talking about the terror campaign while he was over in Albania. He never mentioned Muslim extremists or killers or murderers. Why? Because he was amongst them. Don't want to upset your host. What Bush is doing is laying the groundwork for more conflict and more upheaval in the world. Stories have been written about rebels and separatists in various parts of the world who will be looking to Kosovo as inspiration for their cause. Never before in the history has the United Nations presided over the deliberate destruction of a sovereign state. Kosovo represents the religious heritage of Serbia's Christians, and many Christian churches have already been destroyed by Muslim extremists there. Taking Kosovo from Serbia is comparable to taking Jerusalem from Israel. Yet the U.S. is supporting the U.N. scheme to make Kosovo an independent Muslim state in Europe. Of course, it doesn't matter, or it doesn't make any sense on so many levels. You see, now this gets very confusing. I thought we were supposed to kill all the Muslims. I thought they were the bad people. Well, maybe not this instance. Confused? Well, join the club, Soma. They'll be back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making your purchase.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Senate just failed to sanction, although it was a non-binding resolution, in other words, it had no teeth whatsoever, that the sense of the Senate that Mr. Gonzalez has lost faith with the Senate. Now, that meaningless piece of political grandstanding failed, and it appears that the vote was, they needed to get 60 votes in order to have the sense of the Senate chastise the Attorney General, but I think they fell several votes short. Apparently, five Republicans crossed aisles and voted with the Democrats. Those were Republican senators that are obviously running for re-election next year. Ooh, I wonder why they did that. Anyway, back to Kosovo and the Albanian issue. You see, my friends, this has implications. And the implications, now you may think, right, you're making a stretch here. Well, maybe. Sometimes one has to stretch things to make a point. But the implications of the Albanian visit and the Kosovo policy are truly ominous for Americans. Because if ethnic Albanians can take Kosovo from Serbia, then Mexico can take the Southwest from the United States, making it part of Mexico, or making it into a state or region of its own, separate from the U.S. Indeed, as you well know, there's a plan to do just that. Bush apparently doesn't fear this possibility because he sees Mexico joining Canada and the U.S. in some kind of ultimate trilateral entity. In this kind of world, there would be a common identity card, and people would be free to travel anywhere. So when you see President Bush getting applauded in Albania, and when you see the people of that country waving American flags, don't act smug, because it appears that America has some friends in the world. What Bush is doing is laying the foundation for the ultimate destruction of the United States of America. You can call that a stretch, if you will. But then again, if we look at the proposed Senate immigration bill, it also has a provision endorsing the security and partnership, the Bush administration initiative being conducted with Mexico and Canada in order to create a North American Union. This is how it was reported, when was this, on Friday, on Lou Dobbs, on CNN, Christian Romans, in a report on the Lou Dobbs show, noted that Section 413 asked the U.S. Congress to ramp up the six-year-old bilateral partnership for prosperity and highlights the broader North American security and prosperity partnership. The U.S. and Mexico should accelerate the implementation of the Partnership for Prosperity to help generate economic growth and improve the standard of living in Mexico, which will lead to reduced migration. Somebody has finally figured it out. Well, if Mexico was a real country, we wouldn't have this problem, because people, Mexicans, would want to stay in Mexico. But because of the fact that there's a two-tiered system in Mexico with the haves and the have-nots, and considering that the have-nots are being a burden to the haves in Mexico, they came up with a grand solution. Let's export our poverty to America. Way to go. Christian Romans noted that Section 413 also calls for a U.S.-Mexican partnership to examine uncompensated and burdensome health care costs incurred by the United States due to legal and illegal immigration. She went on to explain, and let us quote Christian Romans, "What this means is a coordinated effort to help Mexico improve prenatal trauma and emergency care in border areas, and a partnership between the two countries to find ways to ensure temporary workers and return injured workers to Mexico for long-term treatment." Lou Dobbs commented that, and we quote, "We have truly entered a bizarre place." No kidding, Lou. "Where the President of the United States, President George W. Bush, is representing the interests of Mexican citizens in this country, and Congress, our Senate, is attempting to impose a law that is appropriately the purview of the Mexican legislator." The relevant portions of the document declared in full, and we quote, "The Partnership for Prosperity is a bilateral initiative launched jointly by the President of the United States and the President of Mexico in 2001, which aims to boost the social and economic standards of Mexican citizens, particularly in regions where economic growth has lagged and immigration has increased. The Presidents of Mexico and the United States and the Prime Minister of Canada at their trilateral summit on March 23, 2005, agreed to promote economic growth, competitiveness, and quality of life in the Agreement on Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America." I mean, that's depressing. Almost as depressing as Curlin getting beat by a girl. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Feeling a little sick on Saturday. Do you know there's affirmative action in horse racing? Yes, this insanity, this political correctness called affirmative action, it's even permeated into the racing world. See, because if you're a girl, you don't have to carry as much weight as the boys. Well, if you're going to compete with the boys, wouldn't it be fair if you carried the same amount of weight as they did? Anyway. Even my gray, I could have run faster than my gray. I'm a wild and crazy guy. It was a very disappointing day for me on Saturday. Four ways than one. He got beaten by a girl. Yes, I am a sexist. More bad news on your Freedom and Liberty Tour. The Cleveland Plain Dealers reporting that the National Rifle Association and the senior members of the Democratic Party have reached an agreement on a possible gun control bill. Oh, yay. Their agreement could lead to the passage of the first major federal gun control legislation since the Clinton assault rifle ban in 1994, which, by the way, let's not forget that the president said if the Republicans gave him the bill, he would sign it. The possible legislation and the negotiations between the NRA and the current administration is a direct result of the recent massacre at Virginia Tech. Oh, goody. Once again, using an unfortunate incident to push legislation to take away our individual rights and our liberties. Isn't it funny? Let me tell you something. There's a pattern here, because I've seen it. I've lived in countries where before they start massacring the people, the first thing they do is take their guns away. After all, logical sense, wouldn't you imagine? When Robert Mugabe took power in Zimbabwe, first thing he did was ban what he called weapons of war, which meant any firearm that had a magazine capacity of 2 rounds. And we saw what happened to the farmers. A similar event happened in South Africa, where gun violence in Africa is at an all-time high. And over there, they're not worried about handguns. It's AK-47s. Brazen people, they just walk into stores, shops, restaurants, bars, banks, brandishing AK-47s. It gets people's attention when someone starts firing off an AK-47. And but the law-abiding citizens are not allowed to own firearms. Or when they are allowed to own firearms, very restrictive. So, once again, proves the point that when you outlaw guns, only the outlaws have guns. You know, where did they come up with this policy? Let's introduce a law so people will stop doing it. Okay, let's stop murder. Okay, we'll hang everybody that murdered. Well, that sure put a cringe on people wanting to kill other people, didn't it? Anyway. My opposition to the death penalty is stated many times. My opposition to the death penalty is I do not trust the justice system in any way, shape, or form. And how many innocent people have been put to death by the state? Some people go, it never happens. Oh, please, give me a break. And ever since they came up with the DNA analysis, hundreds of people have been set free that were convicted by rogue prosecutors. And we got a country that's full of rogue prosecutors. As a matter of fact, they're all. I'm sure there's most probably a handful of good prosecutors that are still bushy-tailed and bright-eyed, who think they are doing yeoman's work. But by and large, the majority of prosecutors out there are just political animals seeking advantage to climb the corporate ladder. And if it means sending you off to a pokey somewhere for a crime you didn't commit, so be it. They don't have any conscience. Please, give me a break. Look at this poor kid that was, he was sent to jail for 10 years. As a pedophile, he was found guilty of having sex with a minor. Any problem with the story? He was a minor too. And the judge today threw it out of court, threw his conviction out of court. But what did the prosecutor say? No way, he's staying in prison. Yes, nuts. Anyway, let's get back to the NRA. What are friends for when you got the NRA? You don't have to worry about your enemies. Way to go. The agreement will require states to keep their database files up to date in order to make the NICs more accurate. It also appears that it would require states to report when an individual was committed to a mental institution for treatment. In the agreement, states could be fined for failing to comply with the new guidelines, but would be rewarded financially if they did. Oh, carrot and stick approach. Let me tell you what's going to come down with this piece of legislation. It's the same thing that came down with Clinton getting a lot of money from Mothers Against Drunk Driving. All of a sudden, they imposed, okay, nationwide, we should set alcohol limit at 0.08, which basically means you just got to sniff a beer and you will be driving under the influence. Arizona was one of those states that said, no, we like it at 0.10. We'll keep it here. Well, then Washington said, well, if you do not change, if you do not see the light, we won't give you any more highway funds. Well, Arizona's legislators managed to hold out for about 18 months, and then they folded like cheap suits and agreed to go to the 0.08 so they would get money. This is the same kind of stuff that's happening here with this piece of legislation. States that do not comply with the dictates from almighty Washington, D.C., guess what? They're going to cut off funds for something or the other until you do comply. Anyway, back to the story. In return for this compromise, the National Rifle Association managed to get a few concessions, according to the article in the Cleveland Plain Dealer. The concessions were individuals with minor infractions in their past could petition their states to have their names removed from the federal database, and about 83,000 military veterans put into the system by the Department of Veterans Affairs in 2000 for allegedly mental health reasons would have a chance to clean their records. The federal government would be barred from permanently charging gun buyers or sellers a fee for their background checks. In addition, faulty records such as duplicated names or expunged convictions would have to be scrubbed from the database. Well, Gun Owners of America has long opposed any legislation that would infringe on or limit our rights in any way. You can read their response. You can go to their website. It's gunowners.org. You should have Larry Pratt on the show. I haven't spoken to Larry in a long time. As a matter of fact, I haven't even spoken to him since he went to Africa. Despite the opposition from the Gun Owners of America, the National Rifle Association vows that it will continue to support the compromise in its current form. However, they state they will oppose it if it becomes a gun control wish list. What are these people? Are these people actually in touch with the real world? Who are we talking about here? We're talking about Marilyn McCarthy. We were talking about Charles Chucky Schumer. This is a guy who wants to ban 50 caliber rifles nationwide because he actually thinks it could bring down a 747. What are the chances of a 50 caliber bringing down a 747? Zero. Not possible. It's been proved on Mythbusters. Can't happen. Anyway, gun owners said, we've been on record for decades for keeping firearms out of the hands of the, this is the NRA, says we've been on record for decades for keeping firearms out of the hands of mentally adjudicated, said Chris Cox, the NRA's chief lobbyist. It's not only good policy, it's good politics. You know what this legislation, and I know where this is going, and you can ask 83,000 military veterans who cannot purchase a firearm because more than likely some of those 83,000 military veterans had an experience in Vietnam which caused them to be put on some type of medication because they can't deal with the real world. This happens when you come back from a war, you know. Wars are not fun places to go to. People who have seen war and have been in war, when they come back to civilian life, cannot adjust. They cannot adjust. I mean, this is why I've often said, what is the casualty figure of U.S. personnel in Iraq? I say, well, how many people are there? 130,000? Well, that's your casualty figure list. Some small percentage of people can put away things they've seen, things they've heard, things they've smelt. They can put it away in the deep recesses of their mind for a certain period of time, but eventually it comes out. And usually when it comes out at inappropriate times, not that there's an appropriate time when it comes out. But nobody considered this before we went on this latest adventure. The only reason Clinton has escaped a lot of the wrath that's come down on George Bush for this is because Clinton was smart enough to figure out, well, if we bomb them at 30,000 feet, we won't have to send any ground troops in, so we won't have any military deaths to deal with. That was, by the way, bombing our former ally Serbia into oblivion because they wanted to stick the Muslim Albanians in control of Serbia. Yeah, it gets so complicated sometimes, it's mind-boggling. But yes, if you have based on this piece of legislation, there's no question, because they want to open records now, medical records, to find out if at some point in time you received some psychotropic drug to deal with some of the anxiety you had because your country sent you to a war you shouldn't have been in the first place. Therefore, it denies you the right to possess a firearm. I mean, it's crazy. Even if you went to a doctor with anxiety, I mean, this not only for veterans, this is for anybody out there. If you've been to a doctor at any time and he's prescribed to you the little blue pills, well, Viagra could qualify. I don't know. Well, if it did, well, look how devastating that would be. Not a single American male will be able to own a firearm. I'm not saying that all American men take the little blue pill. But obviously, a lot of impotent men have made the drug company a lot of money because they're still advertising it on the air constantly. Actually, there's more ads for Viagra and Viagra-like drugs than there are. Well, they're competing with the new one out there. I guess people can't get to sleep. And they've got this little rodent with Abraham Lincoln that is asking a guy to come back to their dreams, and he says, I don't want to do it because I don't want to get addicted to pills. Forget about it. Once you start taking pills to go to sleep, do you think you could actually one day say, you know, tonight I'll try to go to sleep without taking a pill? You'll be awake for hours. Psychological thing says it, because your mind says to you, I haven't taken the pill, I won't be able to go to sleep. So you take the pills to go to sleep. And then you feel like crap in the morning, so you take another pill to make you feel, well, motivated. And they got pills for that too. Feeling tired, listless, lack of energy. We got the pill for you. So long as you don't have a whole myriad of other medical problems, you should be fine. You shouldn't suffer a heart attack or have seizures. Why did I get off on this one? Anyway, I'm making a simple point here. All this information, this is all part and parcel. Look, it's the national ID card, part of the immigration bill. It's part of everything. You'll have to have a national ID card when this immigration bill goes through, and it's going to go through. It's not dead, as many people are. Well, it's dead. No, it's not. It's just certain people haven't been given enough goodies in order to get them to vote the way of the president. And I'm sure he's going to work that out tonight. And when he goes up to the Hill tomorrow, he'll have it all figured out, which Republicans he's going to offer goodies to. You know, whether it's a pet project in their neighborhood or, you know, a government appointment after they lose the election next year. We'll stick you in a cushy government job somewhere, send you to an embassy in Bora Bora. We'll take care of you. Just vote this way. We're on a big mission, yeah. We're on a mission. Yes. On a mission to dissolve the sovereignty of the United States. That's the reason why it's all part of this immigration bill. So you think they aren't going to roll over and play dead on this one and thinking that they're going to pass this problem on to another? No, of course not. There's too many people in this administration that have got too much riding on the North American Union. And that's what this immigration bill is. When you look at it, the national ID cards, it's just filled with this. And part and parcel of that national ID card, believe it or not, is your medical records. Oh, how clever are these people? So when you go down to buy a firearm with your new national identification card, and the dealer swipes it through a government-approved swipe machine, and bingo, there it is. Oh, no. He took a Viagra 6 years ago. Denied. Or maybe some gave you Valium. Doctors are very good at giving people Valium. I'm sure Paris Hilton has a whole line of doctors giving her all kinds of things while she... Well, the good thing about her, did you know that Paris has found God? It's funny, people find God in the most amazing places. The two most common places where people find God are in foxholes and in prison. For whatever strange reason, he shows up in those two places. Don't ask me why, but according to reports out today, Paris Hilton has found God. And God bless her for that, too. I'm sure her God will look after her just as well as he looks after everybody else. So there you have it, my friends, on this Monday. Start of another week. Tomorrow's going to be fun. As we said, president's going up to the Hill to resurrect the immigration deal. The fine senator from Arizona, Senator Kyle, seems to think that he's going to be at the signing ceremony. Way to go, Senator Kyle. He said he's a Republican. Well, that's what it says on his site. Anyway, final segment coming up. Stay tuned, my friends. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making your purchase.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
When I threw my hard hat at him and suggested the box where he could stick it, I walked down the stairs and told him I was leaving Bethlehem. Like I'd seen the Savior, had tears in my eyes, holding my hands up and shouting amen, 'cause there ain't nobody gonna tell me what to do. I spend most of my life wrapped up tight in somebody else's hand-me-down old shoes. Starting today, I'm someone I'd be proud to know. You might tell me where to
on this Monday, start of a new week. Quick update into the story we did last week about Prince Bandar. Prince Bandar, big friend of the Bushes, receiving billions of dollars in bribes, if you will. You have to ask yourself. Prince Bandar was an advisor to George W. Bush. That's interesting. If anybody out there thinks that palms are not greased, well, you're living in a fool's world. Anyway, Lord Goldsmith over the weekend angrily denied claims that he banned officials from releasing details of alleged payments totaling more than £1 billion made to the Saudi prince. The Attorney General insisted that reports that he ordered investigators to keep details of the payments from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development was simply untrue. The Serious Fraud Squad office also weighed into the dispute. What if they have a not-so-serious fraud squad? Insisting that it alone decided what information about the arms deal were passed on to officials from the OECD, the Economic Research Group of 30 industrialized countries, which also takes actions against bribery and corruption. The payments are alleged to have been made to a former Saudi ambassador to the United States, Prince Bandar, by BAE Systems for setting up the $43 billion arms deal in the 1980s with the knowledge of the Ministry of Defense. Prince Bandar has categorically denied receiving any improper payments. Of course. Of course you didn't receive any payments. You just simply funneled it to Riggs Bank, which coincidentally was run by Jonathan Bush. Yes, Riggs Bank is now no longer there. It's all part and parcel. You know, it's part. This, a lot of people forget this stuff, and even I tend to forget stuff from time to time, but these are all the same players that were in the Bank of Crooks and Criminals International, otherwise known as BCCI. And you know someone who knows all about BCCI? Well, the Tuesday guest on the Intel Report with John Stadtmuller, one Bob Chapman. Bob Chapman could tell you stories about BCCI and make your hair stand on end. And the scam continues, my friends, in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Anyway, guess what? We'll do this all again tomorrow. Till then, see you, bye.